Corporate Media Help Biden Hide Growing Illegal Migrant Inflow. By Neil Monroe on July 19, 2023. Corporate media outlets are helping Democrats claim that President Joe Biden has reduced the monthly inflow of illegal economic migrants. Migrant numbers at the southern border dropped sharply in June in the full first month after the ending of the Title 42 public health order, said a report at Fox News. Border officials apprehended 99,545 individuals in between ports of entry at the U.S.-Mexico border last month, the first time this figure has fallen below 100,000 since February 2021, Politico.com claimed July 18. It's a 42% decline from May, when the Biden administration implemented a series of new immigration policies. Border apprehensions at lowest level since February 2021, said the headline at TheHill.com. Migrant crossings along U.S.-Mexico border plummeted in June amid stricter asylum rules, claimed CBS News. But the official numbers cited by establishment media outlets hide the growing migrant inflow via the many quasi-legal side doors that Biden's deputies are cutting through the border, say immigration reformers. Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is playing a massive shell game, said Representative Mark Green, the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. The outcome, tens of thousands of inadmissible aliens are entering Customs and Border Patrol and being released into the country, he said on July 19. Secretary Mayorkas's insistence that this is legal is a lie, he added. Encounters of illegal migrants by the Border Patrol at the southwest border were down in June, but only because the Biden administration has invented other means of allowing large numbers of inadmissible aliens to enter the country, said a July 19 statement from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, adding. When it comes to illegal immigration, the Biden administration's strategy is to make it less visible to the American public, not to rein in the unprecedented flow of migrants. Their strategy entails redirecting migrants away from crossing between ports of entry by allowing them to enter through land ports of entry or to fly directly to the United States. They have done so through the blatant abuse of parole authority and by encouraging a growing number of illegal migrants to use the CBP One phone app. The official numbers also hide the number of gateways who are allowed to sneak across the poorly guarded border. Those three uncounted categories add up to at least 80,000 migrants per month. That monthly inflow adds to roughly 1 million illegal migrants per year, or one illegal migrant for every four births. That huge population spike shifts vast wealth away from ordinary Americans to employers and real estate investors, for example, by inflating the cost of housing. June numbers. The Department of Homeland Security claimed that 144,571 migrants were allowed across the border in June, or almost 5,000 per day. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, today released operational statistics for June 2023. Which show a significant and continuing decline in migrant encounters along the southwest border as well as successful drug interdiction efforts resulting from new enforcement initiatives. CBP's total encounters along the southwest border in June were the lowest in over 2 years, dropping nearly a third from May. The June number is down from the 199,027 migrants all zero wed in December 2022. Although it is also up from the February welcome to 78.652 migrants. The June 144,571 number includes a rapidly rising inflow of migrants via the CBO1 scheduling software. The inflow is planned to reach roughly 1,450 people per day via the Office of Field Operations, OFO, at the border ports. This CBP1 gateway nudges many would-be illegal migrants away from chaotic border crossings, helping officials claim the border is under control. The DHS buried the CBP1 inflow in the small print of a monthly report, just above a section titled Protecting Consumers and Eradicating Forced Labor from Supply Chains. The admission says, in June, more than 38,000 individuals who scheduled appointments through the CBP1 app were processed at a point of entry. Since the appointment scheduling function in CBP1 was introduced in January through the end of June, more than 170,000 individuals have successfully scheduled appointments to present at a port of entry using CBP1. The top nationalities who have scheduled appointments are Haitian, Mexican, and Venezuelan. Beginning on July 1, CBP announced the expansion of available appointments for non-citizens through the CBP One app from 1,250 to 1,450 per day. Moreover, the agency is also importing another 30,000 migrants each month directly from their homelands in Cuba, Venezuela, Haiti, and Nicaragua, even though the autocratic dictators control three of those countries. The inflow adds another 360,000 wage-cutting migrants per year while also weakening pro-democracy movements in the three autocracies. The Cuban-born Mayorkas has also declared a humanitarian program to import at least 100,000 people from Colombia and Central America. Border officials have also relaxed curbs on the airport arrival of workers carrying B1/B2 tourist visas. Their hands-off policy also allows a rapid increase in white-collar illegals who overstay their legal visas to take middle-class jobs from American graduates. Mayorkas has also minimized the deportation of illegal migrants. In addition, the White House is allowing more Mexicans to migrate to the United States seeking jobs and homes. This benefit for Mexico is being provided in exchange for Mexico's decision to use its police to stabilize the flow of global migrants from the southern border up to Biden's welcome at the U.S. border. The inflow of Mexicans spiked to 50,000 in July, up from 15,000 per month before May. This Biden inflow has allowed 3.2 million migrants across the border since Biden's inauguration, in addition to the annual inflow of roughly 1 million legal migrants. This policy ensures that the federal government welcomes at least two legal and illegal migrants for every four American births. Biden's deputies justify their mass illegal migration as good for the economy and equity between Americans and distant foreigners. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes by curbs on migration, Mayorkas told ABC News in January 2023. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of Independents, and even 40% of Democrats.